Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felix Jose. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jose, who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gladden scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jose hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack strikes out. two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. There goes Lansford. The throw from Harper to second, and Lansford is out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGwire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGwire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Bush reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bush moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Bush scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Harper reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Gaetti scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball four. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGwire juggles the ball. That's an error on McGwire. Harbeck scores. Harper moves to third. Mack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Gallego, who tags Gagne, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Harper scores. Mack scores. Newman moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Twins. Reggie Harris now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Harper and he is out, Newman applying the tag. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Jennings now playing left field. Lance Blankenship now playing third base. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGwire takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-2 in the game. Jose hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Terry Leach now pitching. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper is hit by the pitch. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. John Moses pinch runs for Kirby Puckett. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Moses now playing center field. Ozzie Canseco pinch hits for Dave Henderson. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jose hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Troy Fenier pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Troy Fenier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fenier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. Jose moves to second. It's 9-4, Twins. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Newman catches it and throws to second with Gagne covering, to double up Jose. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.